Good evening, everybody. It's late at night here, and I'm recording a show for you. It's all about movies this week. Lots and lots of movies, which I'm reviewing for you guys. So be sure to get in touch, as always, to outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk. Let me know what you think of the show, and what you'd like on the show, and what you wouldn't like on the show. And if you like the show, it's the movie episode. Hello there, guys, and welcome to the movie episode of The Outcast. It's show 27, and the time is currently 5:15 in the AM. For you Americans, that's midnight. How are you doing? Yes. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about all the wonderful movies that I have seen recently. Recently. Starting, of course, with the one I watched furthest ago, which was, She's All That? No, it wasn't. It was Jesus Is Magic. The Sarah Silverman film, Moomin. So here's a little clip from that. Enjoy.
I can't wait till Sunday. I'm going to see my favorite niece and my other niece. And I shouldn't have favorites. I know I shouldn't. But I can't help it. She's crazy about me. And I love that in people. And I can make her laugh so easily. I've always been able to make her laugh. Like, literally, since she was a baby, I could make her laugh, which is so great. And you know what babies love? Ethnic jokes. She came out of the closet recently, my niece. She announced to the family that she's a lesbian, and she's 7. Did I mention that? And I don't even know if she knows what a lesbian is, but I support her completely. And I'll tell you what's heartbreaking. My sister punished her for it. Can you believe that? No pussy for a week. Which, to us, may not sound like, but when you're 7, you know, a week is a long time, you know? It's like, she goes to a school where the kids are not allowed to play tag on the playground. It's just, you know, and the reason that they give is that they say, you know, if a kid loses at tag, it could give him low self-esteem. And I know, you know, first of all, it's fucking retarded, okay? And I'm sorry, I know I shouldn't say that, but. And by retarded, I mean they can do anything, you know? No, but it's, I think self-esteem is born out of things like, you know, I don't know, persevering past losing, you know, or getting through a disappointment like that. You know, maybe we should be giving these kids a reason to win. We should be giving them motivation, you know, to win. I tell my niece every time she loses at tag, an angel gets AIDS, for instance. You have to speak their language. You know what I mean? I tell her, you know, that a beautiful angel gets full-blown AIDS. And you know what? She wins. So think about that.
If any of you at home could not guess, I'm oh so slightly tired. But I digress. Let's carry on with the film review. So, Sarah Silverman's film, Jesus is Magic. I don't think it came out in the UK. It hasn't had a UK release. So I illegally downloaded this one. Thanks to the power of BitTorrent. So yeah. And basically what it is a film about Sarah Silverman putting on a show. And she's a stand-up comedian, so she does a lot of stand-up comedy in the show. It's basically just a jazzed-up stand-up comedy DVD, as far as I could tell. Kind of like, you know, you'd see Bill Bailey Live or Blah 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 Live or Thingy Thing Live. Kind of a live DVD. But it had kind of a storyline going through it. Because she's there trying to impress her friends at the start, saying how she's got a Broadway show on and stuff. And it kind of has musical numbers in. There's a lot of songs in there, which I'm going to play a clip of for you later. There'll be a clip of that, one of the songs she does. All in all, I thought it was, you know, it was an interesting movie. Not really a movie, more as a show movie to watch. But yeah, I'm going to recommend this one. There's a good few jokes in there. It's got quite a few racist jokes in there, quite a few sexist jokes. So there's quite a bit of swearing as well. So if you don't like that kind of thing, I suggest maybe you give this one a miss. But if that's your kind of bag, it's your thing that you're into. There's a bike going past, I don't know if you all heard that. But if that's your thing, I suggest you check it out. That's Sarah Silverman, Jesus is Magic. Available on stuff.
I tell her that when God gives you AIDS, and God does give you AIDS, by the way, I don't know. Make lemonades. You know? It's positive spin, you know? I mean, it's...
So there you go, that lemonade joke there, that's probably one of my favourite moments in the film, and that's kind of the level at which the film caters to. So if you find that funny, you'll probably enjoy the rest of the movie. Which, to be honest, I don't think I'm really selling to you guys. It's a humorous movie. If you like stand-up comedy, if you like female comedians with annoying voices who tackle issues like race, AIDS, and Holocausts and stuff, this is probably a movie for you. So I suggest check it out. It's Sarah Silverman, Jesus is Magic. Yeah. And this song is, I think, the single most important reason to go and see this film, especially for the end bit, which this audio clip doesn't really do justice, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to play it for you, and then I'm going to explain a little bit about the end. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain away the joke, which is going to ruin any humour there was for it for you. But because this is an audio medium and that is a visual film, I can't not, if you know what I mean, basically.
A love song. Oh, shit. I did that in rehearsal, too. I forgot, and one of the guys working in the back said, plug it in. And I was like, yeah, we'll all fucking rip it up. Oh, plug it in. One, two, three, four. I love you more than bears love honey. I love you more than Jews love money. I love you more than Asians are good at math. I love you even if it's not hip. I love you more than black people don't tip. I love you more than Puerto Ricans need baths. I love you more than girls. show Monster Bong Hit. Jewish people driving German cars. Jewish people driving German cars. Jewy people buying German cars. What the cock is that shit?
And I just realized that this audio clip doesn't have the bit I was telling you about in. So ignore everything I said before. No, wait, what I'll do is I'll explain it to you. Basically, at the end of this song, she goes, maybe it's like when a faggot calls himself a faggot, and then do-do-do-do-do. Maybe it's like when black people call themselves, and then they say the N-word, which I'm not going to say because, you know, because I'm a good boy. And then there's two black guys sitting on a car, and then they're scowling at her, and she goes, ah. And then they start laughing, and she starts laughing, and then they stop laughing, and she's still laughing, and she goes, ha ha ha, you guys. And she goes, cha cha cha. But hey, I guess you got to see it to really pick up on the humour of such a situation. But I find it funny. I find that funny. It's based on that kind of It's basically that kind of self-deprecating Jewish humour that is so popular in America all the time. I mean, what with your Jewish hilarious comedians that are around. Anyway, I think we're going to leave that film that no one's heard of for now, because I've really got nothing more to say about it. I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. It was a good film. She's got a bit of an annoying voice, but it's got a lot of funny moments in. If you've got some time to kill and you're looking for a good laugh, I suggest this film. And I picked it to watch because not many people have heard of it, so I thought, put it out there. Also, I saw a clip of it on the Liam Lynch podcast, Lynchland, which I don't listen to anymore because I find it a bit, bit blah blah, but it is very well put together. So if you do like podcasts and you're looking for a nice podcast to watch, I highly suggest Lynchland, the Liam Lynch podcast. So search for Lynchland on iTunes. Anyway, the next film that I'm going to talk about for you today is a very different film from Jesus Magic. It's the film Jarhead. It's a film I wanted to go and see at the cinema, never did, because I'm a lazy get. But Jarhead, basically a war film. I got this as one of my picks for my online DVD rental trial thing, and so it's okay. Starring Jake Gyllenhaal from Donnie Darko and Day After Tomorrow, and Jamie Foxx, of course, from Collateral and Ray, and some other people. It's directed by Sam Mendes, I believe, so that should mean something to someone out there. Apparently Sam Mendes is quite a popular director. I don't know who he is, and I've only really watched American Beauty of his, but I'm sure he's done some other things. Let's take a look. He's done Road to Perdition, haven't seen that, and he's done Cabaret and Company. So he hasn't really done that much. He's done American Beauty, which actually, thinking about it, explains a lot about this film, because I did not know he had done American Beauty. And it kind of is in that same vein of filmmaking. It's all very very artsy, very detached, very slow. Like American Beauty, it really is just a film about not much, to be honest. American Beauty was just a film about suburban life, and this is a film about being at war. And if nothing else, it really does show the pointlessness of being at war by being pretty much a pointless movie, because not much happens in the film. There isn't really any serious action. There's a lot of really good imagery, a lot of nice looking scenes where there's later on in the film they set fire to the Iraqis set fire to all the oil wells, and they're all burning in the background, and the sky's all red, and it's raining oil, and everyone's silhouetted in black, and there's a few really nice pictures of that, and I think I'm going to put one of those up as the image for today's show. But yeah, that's Jarhead, and here's a clip from it.
We have a very special treat. Private Swafford here is going to play Reveille for us. Okay, Swafford, play Reveille.
Oh, I have a bugle. You better play with your mouth.
See that kid? The one dreaming of serving his country? That Jarhead is me.
Do you have what it takes to be the meanest, the baddest in God's cruel kingdom?
Yes, yes, Lord, yes!
Them paintball bullets, they hurt?
Oh. On the head, Staff Sergeant, you know the rules.
My mistake, sir.
We are now part of Operation Desert Shield. Saddam Hussein's got 1 million Iraqi soldiers. They are tough. They will stop at nothing.
If you're not too busy...
Yes, yes, yes!
Move it! Didn't I tell you not to get lazy? Let's go!
Put it on!
Get it on! That is your sleeping bag, you moron!
Come over to the dark side.
Yeah. I hear they shipped in 100,000 body bags.
Hey, those things come in sizes?
No difference, man. Come on.
Yeah, I just want a good fit, bro.
We at war.
I love it out here, because I count for something.
The America has given freedom to me.
Miss my parents.
I hear their bombs, and I'm afraid.
God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break my hand. Through the valley of the shadow of death is top floor. If you alone, and leave my breakfast.
Welcome to the suck.
God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
I love this job. I thank God for every day that He gives me in the Corps. Oorah.
So there we go, that was a clip from Jarhead there. When watching the film, one of the only things I could think of was how much it reminded me of Buffalo Soldiers. The similar kind of film starring Joaquin Phoenix. Again, another film that just showed the pointlessness of war and how the people that were going there, they were just, you know, sitting and waiting around and just arsing about, which is basically what this film was all about. I'm sure some people would like the idea of seeing Jake Gyllenhaal wearing nothing but a Santa hat, but didn't really do it for me. I mean, I expected quite a lot from this film. I mean, from the trailer, I saw good things. I mean, I just expected a lot of good things. And in the end, I don't really feel that it delivered, to be honest. I was basically just sitting around watching it for the sake of watching it. It never really went anywhere. It never really did anything. It was kind of a thought-provoking film, I guess, with a lot of cool imagery, but other than that, not really much to it. I doubt I'll be buying the film. So yeah, I guess that's it. Also, as you heard there in the trailer, Kanye West all over that, but I don't actually remember hearing it in the actual film itself. So yeah. Give me Police Academy any day, to be honest. I'm going to give this film, I'm going to give it 5. I mean, it's watchable. It's thought-provoking. It's a good-looking film. And it's got some pretty good performances in by the actors. But me, personally, not my cup of tea. So I'm going to give this one a miss, I'm afraid. 5 stars. What a shame.
Oh, yeah, you better listen to the outcast.
Oh, so I forgot to put my mic down there. So He didn't quite hear me. So anyway, before I carry on with today's film extravaganza, I thought I would check on the whole listener email situation, i.e. did we actually get any this week? And the answer, of course, is yes. Yes, we did. So thank you to the one listener who decided to email in. That's you, Helen. Thank you. And I'm now going to read that email out for you. It says, howdy. It says, hello, Pete. You should definitely come and visit me and have me on the show, since we've been talking about it for months. I'm liking the film reviews. You need to do more horror films, though. Hezzy. So, yeah, thanks there, Helen. Definitely going to try and get you on the show, because we need more female guest hosts. It's becoming too much of a testosterone-fueled masculinity fest, or a sausage fest, as some might say, which is not what I want the show to be. So, yes, I will come and visit you soon and get you on the show. And I'm glad you like the film reviews. Hopefully, you're going to like this show as well. Sorry about the horror films, though. We don't have any this week, but soon we shall have more on. Thank you. Other emails? We have an email from Don Ike saying, reply needed. What's this? I am contacting you, believing you're an honest and trustworthy person. It's another one of those. There is a dormant account which has not been operational for over a decade now. The account has a net balance of $26,948,500. That's a lot of money there, Don Ike, but I'm afraid I will pass. As you are apparently a doctor as well, you're Dr. Don Ike. However, you work for a bank. That's an interesting profession there for a Nigerian doctor. Anyway, back to the show.
Alright, I just wrote this, so go easy on me.
Hukila was the place where I first saw you. We liked each other right away, but you didn't remember me the very next day. Forget. I used to trick you into pulling your car over so we could chat. But my favorite time was when you beat the shit out of Ula with a bat. And we drove up to see Dr. Keats and found out why Doug always has to change his sheet. Forget. See. Factor head like Gary Busey. But I still love her so, and I'll never let her go. Even if while I'm singing this song, she's wishing I had Jocko the Walrus's schlong. Forget.
Which, of course, brings us to our final film of the show, 51st Dates. It's our final film, and in my opinion, it's the best film that I watched this week. Mainly because I'm a big sappy whinge boy, but I really, really enjoyed the film. It's a romantic comedy with real heart. It's a bizarre story of Adam Sandler falling in love with a girl, Drew Barrymore, who can't make any short-term memories, so every day she keeps forgetting him. It sounds like a pretty stupid premise, but it's pulled off really well because they don't just do it for laughs. They actually go a bit deeper into it, and they show you like the real, you know, heartbreaking side of her problem.
You had plans and a life before you met me, and now all you have time for is to make me fall in love with you every day.
That's not all I do. I gave a penguin a bath today.
Okay, but obviously they still fit some of the funny stuff in there, as you can see. But yeah, it's a really good film, and I really enjoyed it. In fact, I'd say I enjoyed almost every single minute of the film. It had a good cast. It's got Adam Sandler in there. It's got Drew Barrymore. It's got Samwise Gamgee, whose name I can't remember. You know, the Hobbit from the Goonies. What's his name? I can't remember. It's also got a really good soundtrack with stuff like the Beach Boys on there. It's got Friday I'm in Love, not by The Cure, but I think it's a cover, possibly. And all in all, it's a really good film, and I highly recommend it to anyone at all, ever, who, you know, just likes films. It's a film girls can watch. It's a film guys can watch. It could be the perfect film. And it's one that I'm going to go out and buy very shortly. I mean, I really did enjoy it a lot. And I know it's late, and I'm just yabbering on at the moment, but I think I'm in love with the film. No, seriously, it's a very good film. And here's another clip from it for you.
The Beach Boys? How nice of that man to give me a CD that will remind me of all the wonderful times I shared with his daughter. What an asshole!
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older and we wouldn't have to wait so long? You know it's gonna make it that much better when we can take a night of sleep. Why would you do this to me? You sick bastard!
And it's a film with a really solid ending, in my opinion, because it kind of doesn't go for the whole happy Hollywood ending that it could have gone for. It doesn't go, oh look, now she's cured, she's better, her memory's back. And for part of the film, near the end, you kind of feel like they're just going to, the two characters is going to drift apart and that's going to be it. And I thought, either way, the way if it had ended then or if it ended how it did, it would have still been a very good film. And there's very few films out there that you can say that about, I think, basically. But yeah, I really don't want to tell you the ending because it's going to ruin it for you. And I want you to go out there and I want you to watch it for yourselves. And then I want you to get in touch at outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk if you watch any of these films, and basically just to let me know what you thought, if you agreed with my ratings, if you didn't agree, if you have any films that you would like me to possibly watch, or if you have any films you would like me to avoid and let the greater viewing public out there avoid. Also get in touch. You can do that at outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk. you can do it on the MySpace, which is www.myspace.com/outcastpod, or you can go to outcast at blah 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 outcast.podomatic.com, and you can leave comments there for me. But yeah, I think we're drawing to the end of the show now. I'm gonna just, oh, I need to give that a rating. I'm gonna give 51st Dates a 9 out of 10. I can't give it a 10 because, well, you know, if I gave it a 10, I'd have to give lots of films a 10. I mean, what is a 10 film? What film would I give a 10 to? I can't give Starship Troopers a 10, because although that's a great film, it starts off really slow. American Beauty? No, again, I wouldn't want to give that a 10. First Spider-Man? No, I wouldn't give that a 10 either. What would you give a 10? You guys at home, listening in, what films would you give a 10 to? This is going to be, I don't know, the question of the week, I guess. If there are any films out there that you would give a 10 to, that's the highest you can give. What films would you rate higher than any other films? I guess I would possibly, if there was any film I think I would give a 10 to, it would be Bring It On, just for sheer rewatchability, because I can sit down and watch that film anytime, day or night, on repeat all day. that would be the film that I would give a 10 to. So what about you? Get in touch and let me know. And hopefully I'll read some of those out next time on the show. But who knows? Also, film recommendations, as I said, get in touch. Also, if you would like a free code for a free month's trial of lovefilm.com, the DVD service that I use, it's basically a home rental DVD service. They send you the DVDs, you watch them, you send them back, and then they send you some more. Just let me know. I've got two codes, first come, first serve. You can use the free month trial and then simply cancel your account, as far as I'm concerned. But if you want free DVDs for a month, just let me know. And as I said, first come, first serve. So, thank you very much for listening into this little short movie special. I hope you get in touch and tell me about your film views so that I can talk about them. And as always, this has been The Grobble on The Outcast. Thank you. And good night.